Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We got a great show for you today. We're going to give you some updates about everything that's been going on. You know, it's been the summertime. I've given you guys a little break, but now we're back in action. Today, we're going to talk about a nice side hustle that you can do in your spare time very easily, and it's something that you do all day, every day, anyway, probably. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I want to talk about some of the updates that's been going on. What's been going on in the Capital City podcast world? So one major thing is that we have the new website. It's updated and it's very mobile friendly. So I want you guys to check it out. You can listen to the podcast right on the website. Everything that's going on is on the website. The Million Dollar Challenge we're going to talk about in a minute is on the website. Everything is going to be there. So definitely when you go on the site, if you choose, please do subscribe so you can always get all the content as soon as it comes in, as soon as it drops, you can know what's going on. The number two is the Million Dollar Challenge. We decided to relaunch the Million Dollar Challenge after Labor Day. We have some great new ideas of how to get you more engaged into the Million Dollar Challenge, because we had a lot of people asking, you know, after posting a lot of information on my personal Instagram at PBakerNYC, how do I get involved with the Million Dollar Challenge? What is the Million Dollar Challenge? So we're creating a package that we can relaunch. I'm still on my challenge. If you're on your challenge, stick to it. But we're going to relaunch the challenge so we can get more engagement, more people committed to growing and scaling their business or their careers or their investments, their finances, and reaching for that goal of $1 million in over 365 days. So that is coming right after Labor Day. But right now you can see everything on the website. Everything is on the website, capitalcitypodcast.com. Very new and updated. The next thing we have is that I just released a book. So for all you entrepreneur minors, people that want to get into a business, want to become entrepreneurs, or if you're already entrepreneurs or sales professionals, or you just want to learn how to move around the room and network, this book is for you. It's called My Best Month Ever. It's a motivational guide for entrepreneurs and sales professionals, but this one is for everybody. I mean, everybody can grab something from this. And right now we discounted the price. It comes on ebook and paperback modes, so you can check it out. It's on the website as well. It's on Amazon. We got some great reviews already, and we're getting great feedback off the book. I mean, there's a lot of tips and strategies in there that you could implement today, in today's time, real time. So definitely make sure you're going to get My Best Month Ever from Amazon. Check out the website. It's on the website. You can get a little free preview. Check it out and everything. And without further ado, we're going to get into the show, because I want to talk to you about something that I know that you can take advantage of right now, today, in today's world. Extra income, full-time income, however you want to do it. But you can start off making a couple of extra dollars, a couple of extra $100 a month just from doing simple things on things you already do all day, every day. Be right back with you with our topic of the day. All right. We're back. And thank you guys for tuning in again. Again, my name is Preston. My Instagram is at PBakerNYC. Don't forget to follow me. And now we're going to get into it. What is it that you do every day that you can monetize starting today, starting tomorrow, whenever you want? Make a couple of extra $100. Some people making a career out of it. And I'm going to talk about it's influencer marketing. Influencer marketing. Right. So a lot of times you see a lot of these people on Instagram. They have quite a few followers. And they're promoting different products or whatnot like that. That's basically what it is. A social media influencer is basically someone who has built their loyal following through their online content. And so you build you have people that actually follow you online, and they're watching your post. They're listening to what you say. You share. Someone says, man, I just read this book. It's a great book. And you just read it and you're just sharing it. There's people that actually, if you get 150, 250 likes, there are people that actually might go and check out that book and go buy that book. You are an influencer. And now if you can take your influence marketing to the next level, you can partake and monetize in this business. This business in 2019 is projected to bring in $5 to $10 billion. $5 to $10 billion. That is amazing. So what you're doing in influence marketing basically is just companies partner with influencers to increase their brand awareness and try to target some target key audiences for their sales or what they do. So like a sneaker company that does cross training or one of those like a Models type of company may reach out to fitness trainers, you know, to do some influencing because they see they have a loyal fan base, their fitness training have a big fan base behind it, and they may ask them to promote something of that nature. It may not be Models, but it may be a specific company who's marketing maybe t-shirts for fitness or sneakers that are for running. They see that you're running marathons and you're doing these things on your own already and you have a following. You can get that. So based on what your niche is and what you talk about daily on your social media, especially on Instagram, you can utilize that to reach out to some of these influencers, these marketers, and actually monetize what you're doing. Now I'm gonna break down some of the numbers for you just so you can have an idea of how much money is actually going into this, right? So you have about 19% of these marketers are spending between $1,000 and $10,000 a year on influencer marketing. You have 18% that's spending $100,000 to $500,000 a year on influencer marketing, and you have 7% of the companies right now that are spending at least $1 million a year in influencer marketing. Can you imagine that? You see how much money is out there? I'll put it even this way. Almost 2/3 of marketers are spending mainly most of their budget on influencer marketing nowadays. So you have potential to enter into a business based on something you do every day. You're doing social media, you're on your social media, you can actually influence. And you may not have to reach out to certain companies. Maybe you have a specific thing that you brand. Maybe you're promoting businesses and you tell businesses that are up and coming, they have a low amount of followers and you have maybe 8,000 to 9,000 followers. A lot of these influencers want you to have a certain amount of followers. So bigger companies want you to have a bigger name brand on who you are. So they may want you to have 250,000. They may want you to have 500,000 followers. They may start you have 10,000 followers. But then you have smaller companies that you can say, listen, you can check out my posts. I get heavy engagement. I get about 200 to 300 people on each post. I think this will be great brand awareness. For $50, we'll post an ad for you for a day. There are a lot of companies that would accept that. And imagine how many companies that would accept that, that are upstart companies with very low budget that are willing to even allow you to market their material because they want to get followers. And if you're telling people to follow them, they appreciate that. And if it's bringing them business, they're going to continue the business with you. So the idea is to look into how can you monetize your time on social media. I'm not saying not to have fun on social media and enjoy it. I do enjoy social media myself. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm always reading through the posts. It gives me great ideas all the time. But also on the other end of it is, well, you know, I'm doing this in my spare time. Even while I'm at work, I can be making a couple of extra dollars every month just from being an influencer, just from influencer marketing. That means that if I'm able to produce a couple of people to buy into a product, there's somebody that's willing to pay me to do that. And all you got to do is say, hey, check out this website. Swipe up. Check out this website. Go to link in the bio. Check out this website. Follow this guy. Follow my friend. Sometimes people either want engagement. They want to gain following. Or sometimes they just want the brand awareness where you're just basically putting their product on your page. And they want to get as many people to have their product on their page so it raises brand awareness across the spectrum. So I would suggest to you to look at something, the things that you're interested in. Just look at things that you're interested in because everybody has a niche, right? So everything, like if you're into fitness, then look into these fitness companies. You can Google them. You don't even have to Google, excuse me. If you're going like Instagram or you can go to the hashtags, type in fitness and look at the people that's promoting fitness and see who you're dealing with. If you have a larger following, you can go to one of these agencies who actually act as the broker between the marketers and the influence marketer, the companies and the marketers. So this allows you to look at it and say, you know what? This is my brand, which you can find a company that would promote me then, you know, they'll get a percentage and then you get your percentage of your commission off of it. But you can start off with as little as charging people $50, $25 just to promote their brand. And you can just look it up. So if it's makeup, if you're a hair makeup person, if you are a, if you're a reader, you can look up people that have written books in the last 20 days, last 30 days, and tell them, listen, if for $25, I'll promote your book on my, this is my following. And I mean, I know not everybody has amazing following. So make sure if it's not just about the following, it's about the engagement. So it's how many people are actually engaging on your posts or pressing that like button or viewing your post. And you want to push to get yourself more followers. You want to say, listen, hey, follow me. Tell your friends to follow me. And maybe you can actually leverage this great opportunity of using influence marketers. So I just wanted to give you guys that idea. I mean, I think it's an amazing idea. It's something that I've attempted to do recently, and I noticed that it worked. And I've actually been promoting quite a few companies and just people that are just starting out, you know. So you want to really just look into who you are as a person and what you're about and what's your brand. And then connect with those kind of companies and just hashtag look up those kind of companies. And then you can send them a message, send them a DM and tell them, this is what I do. You know, if you're interested, you set up a little PayPal, little Cash App, little Venmo, and they send you the $25. You post the ad, they get some engagement. They like the engagement. They'll continue to do business with you, maybe on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, however you decide to do it, whatever you do. But just know that you can turn that into $300-$500 extra, or you could turn it into a full-blown business. Some companies, some people are making $100,000 a year doing influencer marketing. Can you believe that? That's real money, cash money, online, without even getting out of the bed, just laying in your bed early in the morning, making posts that last for about 24 hours. Some people, you can leave it up for a week. You're going to make the decisions how you want to run yours, just like everybody has to make decisions how they want to run theirs. So check it out. Take a look at it. I hope you got a little piece of information out of this one. And I hope that is something that you really consider monetizing your social media. If you're using social media at about 20-25% of your week, this might be something that you can monetize and you can take advantage of and earn yourself a couple of extra dollars in your pocket. Don't live check to check. Find ways to make more money. We're all about scaling, and that's what the $1 Million Challenge is all about. So guys, stay tuned. And we got some great news coming up. And I'm just going to, before I go, I do want to say this. We have created a nice little deal going on. Our show is going to be visual. We're coming to TV. Yes, we are. We're coming to TV, specifically in Queens, New York. We're going to be on Queens Public Television. We're running a 4-part episode, and it's going to be airing in October. We're recording now from August to September. We're recording episodes. So stay tuned to that. We're going to send those links out. We're going to let you guys know when we're on. You'll probably be able to stream it online once it's on, or you'll be able to watch it if you're in that Queens area. But everybody will have opportunity to see the show. So please stay tuned with us. Subscribe to everything. You know, subscribe to our show. Make sure you do subscribe. We do appreciate it. Make sure you leave your reviews. You know, the book was just released. If you go get the book, like I said, it's discounted price right now just for you for this week. So check it out. If you subscribe to us on Apple or Spotify, Google Play, whatever it is, you can actually subscribe right on the website, right on capitalcitypodcast.com. There's a button for each site. You can hit it. It'll take you there to the subscribe button for that platform, and you can check it out. So please check it out. Stay tuned. We have a lot in store for you. We haven't taken time off just to do nothing. We've taken time off to actually build on the Capital City podcast, and we want to express our utmost gratitude for you guys tuning in. And please continue to share this on your social media. Press the share button. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your IG. We definitely appreciate that. Have a great day. Enjoy your week.